Good morning. I'm Becky Jennings.
And I'm Alexander Borgley. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Monday, the Golden Bear boys basketball team competed in the state tournament for the first time in 17 years. They fought hard and played a good game, but things just didn't go their way. The Bears ended up losing to Linville Sully by final score of 59-43. We're still really proud of our team, though. They had an awesome season and represented our school well. Congratulations to Coach Roger Freilich and the Golden Bear basketball team.
Today is another big competition day. The Golden Bear dance squad left Wednesday for a trip to California. They spent the past 2 days seeing different sites around the Los Angeles area. Today they'll be competing in the Champion Dance Nationals. The Bears won the Iowa State Championship in Hip Hop and Pom last December. They also received the Judge's Choice Award, one of just three of hundreds of performances around the country to earn that honor. The judges who gave them the highest honors urged them to come to the particular national competition, and the Bears took them up on that offer.
The contest is at Mater Dei Athletic Center in Santa Ana, California. This area is familiar to Garrigan Dance Squad coach Colleen Conway Schultz, who grew up in suburban L.A. She and fellow coach Barb Stenz will be accompanying the girls to nationals. State solo dance champions Rachel Malsbury is at the core of this year's Golden Bear Dance Squad. Others to watch include Kayla Schultz, Taylor Brandenburg, Tina Birdie, Amy Dahlhauser, and Rebecca Malsbury.
The dance squad also includes Katie Miller, Kristen Birdie, Hannah Bodie, Laura Richter, and Sarah Pepe, as well as Kim Schultz, Noelle Vistam, Michaela Furch, Logan Coom, and Samantha Kolash. They'll spend pretty much the whole day today performing and competing. Then tomorrow they'll spend the day at Disneyland. The girls fly back to Iowa early Monday morning. Good luck at Nationals, dance squad.
15 Garrigan students got up very early this morning. They boarded a bus at 6 o'clock to head over to Silby for the state speech contest. Since four people are performing twice, Garrigan actually has 19 entries at state contest, and they're hoping for a good showing day today. Best wishes at state to Coach Mary McCall and David Burrow and all speech teams. Break a leg, everyone.
This is also a big weekend for most of the Garrigan freshmen. They've been working hard all year to prepare for the sacrament of confirmation. When they become full members to the Catholic Church, Bishop Walker Nicholas will be in Algona this Sunday for the big event, which will include Garrigan students from all the area parishes, as well as public school students enrolled in CCD classes. Congratulations to all these confirmants.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed in their last big regional tournament of the year, and when they went down to Boone for what was likely to be the last ever invitational tournament there, two different Garrigan teams ended up in fourth and fifth places at Boone. Jake Rosemeyer, Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, Michael Fackler, Michael Hellman were undefeated in the preliminary rounds and ended up in fourth place overall. Lizzie Holmeister, Alex Hamilton, Craig Kohlhaus, Rachel Birdie, and Austin Salas edged past Marshalltown in an opening round of playoffs to take fifth place.
The Garrigan teams have competed in 8 regional quiz bowl tournaments this year, and they have finished somewhere in the top 4 every time. At Boone, there was a special coaches game, and Garrigan coach David Burrow captained the winning adult team. Mr. Burrow's team beat their opponents by 150-point margin and got 10 out of 10 correct in the lightning round. Congratulations, Golden Bear Quiz Bowl.
We'd also like to congratulate one of our Garrigan seniors and some alumni who recently ran a special challenge for firefighters that raised money for the American Lung Association. Garrigan senior David Redding went down to Des Moines for this event, which includes a power climb in full gear and fighting for air. Most of the top finishers are marathon runners, and a lot are full-time career firefighters. David has been a volunteer with the Wesley Fire Department for less than a year, but he still managed to finish in the top half of competitors in a time of 12:04. Garrigan congratulates Eric Goodman, Brad Richter, Chad Besh, who were among these competing, and we're also congratulate them on their effort.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Austin Wolf. Here to tell us about him is Stephanie Kayeski.
Austin Wolf is one of the most vocal fans at the state basketball tournament last week. He decorated his van and led a group of fresh friends on an awesome road trip to Des Moines. Austin's favorite activity is probably football. He also enjoys intramural basketball and publications. Away from school, you might see him racing cars. Austin will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best after high school.
Thanks, Stephanie. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's National Dance Today in Los Angeles, as well as State Individual Speech in Silby. Tomorrow is confirmation, and in the afternoon, intramural basketball resumes.
Monday, girls' golf starts. In the morning, the Health 2 class will visit nursing home residents, and the dance squad will return from California in the afternoon.
Monday and Tuesday, we'll have registration for next year combined with parent and teacher conferences. This will be at the Rochelle Center from 3:30 to 6:30 each night.
Next Thursday, biology teacher Beanie Bodie will take 5 students to the state Envirothon competition. Then on Friday, there's no school at Garrigan and Seton, though the Algona Community Schools will still be in session that day.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.